inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We take a careful and close look at the vegetables in our greenhouse in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So, closed environment, but still some bugs might be able to get inside, right?
Well, if you, at least my greenhouse is not a closed environment. I've had the doors open on my greenhouse all summer long, primarily for ventilation, and the plants have loved it. They are thriving in there, but yes, bugs can get in too, and whether they're coming in on me when I walk in the door after walking through or past other plants outside, some of them may be there. I've had past issues with some aphids. Last year was great. I didn't have aphids to speak of. This year there are some, and what I first noticed actually was ants, and ants are kind of aphid partners. They will actually move aphids around to tasty plants where they almost farm them. The ants actually get their, they lick the sweet juices off the aphids that are their own byproducts. So keep watching for those, and those are showing up on the tendrils, the very twisty little grabbing tendrils that cucumbers use. So those I'm just squishing by hand, or by fingers, I should say, which is, you know, organic pest control.
The aphids, not the ants, right?
Both.
Oh.
I mean, if I see ants, I take them out too. If, you know, the ants are up on the, you know, they're crawling up and down the plants, because the ants are usually living in the soil of the greenhouse that are in there.
Okay, and so, and do you use any of the soap water solution that we've talked about before?
That is a viable solution. However, cucumbers being kind of having kind of fuzzy leaves, and they're kind of tender leaves too, which is the reason why the aphids like them, are not happy when sprayed with soap spray. Of course, having bugs on them doesn't make them happy either. So it's a trade-off, and ideally if you can spray our soap spray, it's easy, 1 teaspoon of liquid soap in a quart of water, and that's all it takes. I mean, but it is not a repellent. It needs to be sprayed onto the bugs to kill the small insects. And then it's worthwhile with these fuzzy leaf plants to come back like an hour later, and even just with a plain water spray and just wash that off. So that's worthwhile.
And spider mites, they're kind of hard to see, though, right?
They are. Spider mites, unfortunately, have, as luck would have it, I noticed them on my plants, and then just a few days later I got a call from somebody else saying my plants are looking sickly, yellowing, speckled, edges are drying up. And so there's spider mites. And again, because I keep my greenhouse quite dry, just watering the soil, even the soil is covered with plastic, so I'm actually watering underneath plastic to get to the cucumbers and tomatoes. My greenhouse air stays dry, and spider mites like dry conditions. I mean, they like it indoors. Lots of people get spider mites on houseplants, very common. And again, what you'll see is yellow speckles on the plants, which gradually get to be more and more and more, almost like measles spreading or something like that, and then the leaves start to curl up and dry. The spider mites are also juice-sucking insects. Now, they're not insects. They're mites. Mites and spiders are related. But what they, and then later you'll see little black speckles, which are actually their droppings that, and mold starts to grow on the droppings too. So again, the soap spray is appropriate for those. I'm actually tearing out cucumbers. I mean, I'm removing plants as I see them, which is unfortunate, losing production.
Is that the only alternative, removing them? Or
there is, well, there are, there are catalogs that have, there are actually, you can order these other predatory mites from some suppliers down south. I haven't done that for these, and by the time you see them here, usually it's rather late. It means there's a lot of them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The other thing you'll notice is extremely fine webbing, like spider webbing, but much finer. So really, you know, sanitation, as always, is important. Be careful what you're bringing into the greenhouse. And if you have to, remove these. And remove dead and dying foliage, lower leaves of, I'm removing lower leaves of tomatoes as they start to turn yellow, trying to make sure I've got air circulation in there, but I am going to try use some of the soap spray also, and that's really the best bet for folks to be very observant in your greenhouse and outdoors too, and houseplants, you know, looking for insects that may and mites that may infest plants.
Okay, Ed Briarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Briarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO. Do you know?